Hi folks, Anita Narayan here, welcome back, and on this video I want to address the all-important topic of how you make your journey count. And this is really important before we proceed because on this type of journey it's really important to set your stall out in such a way not just that you get to your desired destination but that you have this most amazing transformational experience en route that allows you to enjoy the journey of becoming, so to speak. And so this is the combination I am setting out to deliver through this roadmap, through this entire journey. And so in order to ensure that happens, I want to speak about a few things here. I want to look at the power of a journey and what on this type of journey you need to let go of, and in that space created, what you also need to bring to the table. I'm also going to look at the old story that's playing out for so many people. And of course, when you identify your current story, how you need to let go of it in order to make way and replace it with the new story you're wishing to create and experience. And I'm going to look at both of those things through two maps, one which will give you an aerial view of the journey ahead, the second one which will zoom into ground level to look at the roadmap. I'm going to unpack the component pieces as well as to underline the core essential message so you can see where we're headed on this journey. And so I want to kick off by saying something very critical, that this is not just an educational course where you pick up the knowledge, you pick up the skill, and now at the end you're all the wiser for it and you know what to do. That by itself is not going to be enough for this journey. And this is so much more than that. It's an experience which allows you to transform at the deepest level of your being to set yourself free. And of course, by being here, you've already started that process because you answered freedom's call at the level of your heart and soul. And you're going to see why that was such a powerful moment for you as we continue through this journey. And so if I pause to look at this cluster here that I've just mentioned, the knowledge, the skill, the wisdom that comes from experience, and the much needed transformation to set you free, this is where it becomes important to understand the power of a journey. So let's look at that next, because I clearly remember just before I wrote Breaking Free, how I was strongly advised by business experts to write the how-to book, if you will, to lead by knowledge. And I didn't feel right about that. I felt very compelled at the level of my heart and soul and my intuition to share my journey. And of course, within the journey would be the core discoveries that I made, which would be the educational pieces. And I'm so glad that I followed my intuition, because I came to understand later on the power of what I'd done. And I also came to understand something about myself in the process. And that was this, that when teaching comes off the back of a powerful journey, a live demonstration, if you will, that combination is so much powerful in transformation than teaching knowledge alone. And also for me, I'm very much of the Gandhi school of thought in that, you know, be the change you wish to see in the world. And so my teaching is very journey-based and very journey-led. And I find that to be a powerful combination, a very impactful combination where my clients are concerned, and very fulfilling for me as a result. And so that was one thing. And then the other thing that dawned on me slowly back in time was that, you know, life is not like this roadmap that you're going to have the benefit of. It's not full of neat little formulas as it's playing out. And in that it isn't, it reminds me of a tapestry. You look at the back of a tapestry and it's full of knots. The threads look very haphazard. They're bumping into each other. It looks a complete mess without any sort of shape or form. And then you turn that tapestry over and a very clear picture is emerging, depending on what you're creating. And this for me serves as a very powerful analogy for how it was back then and how I think life plays out. Because, you know, when I go back to my life, my years of education fell short of the help I needed when it came to those very tough, enduring circumstances and the transformation I needed, even though I was intellectually quite bright. And so my starting point was that, you know, my journey was marked by this lack of clarity, this lost feeling, this feeling of inadequacy, this lack of confidence. I didn't have a roadmap at the time to guide me through my challenges, to guide me through the transformation. And life certainly didn't unfold in those neat little predictable steps and formulas. But something else was happening, and this really kind of pertains to the other side of the tapestry. You see, what I came to see later on was that a clear picture was emerging, in that life showed me the power of a journey to reveal that inner compass, which imparts direction and capacity to navigate through the different seasons of life, not just adversity, as well as providing me with keys to manifestation. So effectively, I was given life experiences which delivered wisdom rather than theoretical knowledge alone, as I opened my heart and found the courage and will to do the journey, because without those attributes, I would never have had that experience. And of course, I've gone back in to extract them from my journey, and I put them in the roadmap here for you, which you will benefit from. And that's why I know that your unfolding journey is going to be at least as powerful as mine. And you know what? Now is the time to set yourself free, because yesterday has gone, tomorrow is yet to come. All you have is this moment now. So I really strongly encourage you to start to think of your journey, to think of yourself, your life, as this sacred journey rather than just an educational course, because it's going to change the dynamic of your thinking and it's going to power up your experience as a result quite dramatically. And this is because ultimately, the transformation you're seeking is going to be played out in the journey of your life, not in your head alone. And to journey is to experience life, and to experience life is to feel the truth you are seeking, which is going to set you free. And that's why this journey is so powerful. So what do you need to let go of in this type of journey to be successful? Well, some of those things I'm going to outline in the two maps, but let me give a few other ones here. Let me give you three of them. So in order to get the best out of this journey and the instruction that will follow, be willing to let go of the need to have all the knowledge, all the answers up front, that understanding before you actually go the journey. Get used to the idea of acquiring them en route, a little bit like going on a car journey where you just take the minimum that you need, put fuel into the tank, knowing that you can stop off en route and rest and eat and refuel for the remainder of the journey. Think of it a little bit like that. And so be led by your decision rather than the need to have the knowledge first of all. And so the other thing is to let go of mistaking volume for value too. You know, society is heavily invested in that, you know, if you have a lot of things in your life or you have a lot of information, that either makes you intelligent and adds to the quality of your life. And you know what? That's simply not true. I know a lot of people who know a lot of things, who have a lot of things, whose quality of life is so poor. And that's a myth to believe that. I'm not here to chuck the kitchen sink at you. I'm here to do the opposite, to strip this journey of complexity, to give you the core essential things that are going to be simple and powerful and profound. And so volume does not mean value. It's about the quality that delivers the impact. And also, let go of the need, once you've identified your story, let go of the need to hang on to that old story. And also in tandem with that, be willing to let go of this thing, I will try anything once mentality. That superficial engagement is not going to serve you. And at the end of the day, your life is so much more sacred than that and deserves better attention than superficial engagement. So be willing to treat yourself properly in the way that you apply yourself here. So those are a few things in terms of what you need to let go of. Well, what about what you need to bring? Well, let's talk about attitude here, because I always say to people, you know, from a coaching point of view, give me a person any day that has good attitude, even if they have little or no knowledge, because I'll be able to facilitate great impact, great results, great and profound results in their life, versus the person who has a lot more knowledge or thinks they have but has poor attitude. It's very difficult to work with that type of person because they will self-sabotage. They won't be teachable. They won't be coachable. And so if you've been around personal development at all, you may be familiar with the teachings on attitude in the sense of how attitude determines your success. You may also have come across a specific element of that teaching where when you look at the word attitude, each of the letters in that word corresponds to a number in the alphabet. So for example, A equals 1, T equals 20, and so on and so forth, all the way through to E, which equals 5. And when you add up all those corresponding numbers to those letters in the word attitude, it very nicely comes to 100 exactly. And why that's so nice is because that powerful mathematical relationship is used to emphasize, to underline the importance of your manner of approach to everything you be and do as being a very highly significant factor in what you can accomplish in life, even if you have little knowledge to start with. And so with that in mind, I want to propose a specific type of attitude required for transformation, which really brings to the fore and underlines the importance of an open heart and mind, not just coming from the head and the intellect as you evolve. And I call it heartitude. And here it is. And alongside each of the letters there on the slide, you can see that there is a particular trait or more than one. And you're going to see these traits weave their way through the journey like that tapestry, like the threads of a tapestry as we go through each of the steps of the roadmap. Let me just open this up for you and go through each of the traits. So H stands for heart-centered. And you know, this is about heart-centered living, not just living from your head. And in fact, scientists have deemed that the electromagnetic field around the heart is at least 5 times more powerful than the brain. And so the point here is that we want to use all our inner resources. They're there for a reason. Let's use them rather than come from a fragmented part of our being. And alongside that, I would add the word honesty, which is very much connected to the heart. Because you know what? Without honesty, you're going nowhere. You may go somewhere, but not where you would want to go, or you'll end up going nowhere fast. E stands for empathy, and that's really about your ability, your capacity to step outside of your shoes and look at something from another perspective or through the eyes of another person in order to develop perspective. A, R, and T are for alignment, reconciliation, and transformation. I'll take those as a cluster because you'll see that on one of the maps coming up as, an important part of your transformational journey, which involves you aligning with certain core principles, and not just that, but really embracing them through reconciliation so that you can bring about the much needed transformation to set yourself free. And then with I, I've indulged here again with 3 words because again, they're all connected: inspiration, insight, intuition. And, you know, this is all about feeling alive. This is all about awakening, not just head knowledge. And it is about using that sixth sense called intuition. You saw how profound an asset that was on my journey in being able to provide a bridge between the 5 senses and that other stuff, if you like, that is off your conscious radar but holds important information. And intuition is a very strong and powerful asset connected to the heart, connected to inspiration. So that's why I put those 3 together. T stands for truth. And you know what? As much as you can live your life and walk your path based on truth rather than error, that's how you're going to produce more abundance for your life, and in producing more abundance, a greater sense of freedom. It's an artwork. It's not straightforward. It's not always easy because of the many messages, conflicting messages that come through society. U stands for unconditional love. And unconditional love is going to be the driving force, if you like, the life force that goes through everything we're talking about. And it's really about the ability to see a person as a person in their own right and treat them in accordance with that, respectfully, as sacred, as I mentioned before. And that can apply to animals and other living things as well, not just human beings. D stands for destiny. And that's all to do with living your life with meaning and purpose. And, you know, it's very difficult to have a sense of true freedom and fulfillment when there is no meaning and purpose in your life. So destiny is very important. And then E for empowerment. And this is all about empowering you in developing your life, but also developing your thinking so you learn how to think, not what to think. So at the end of the day, you are the one that gets to live your life. I don't live it for you. So this cannot be about telling you what to think or what to do. It is about empowering you so that you can get in the driving seat of your life in terms of how you think, in terms of the relationship with yourself, in order to journey towards more abundance and freedom. So this is all about empowerment. And so that's heartitude. Now, what's very intriguing about this word is that, again, all the letters have a corresponding number in the alphabet. And what intrigued me about this, I didn't notice this to start with, is that when you add all those numbers of each of these letters in heartitude, it comes to 111. Well, what's significant about that? Well, in spiritual circles, this is deemed to be a master number pertaining to things like awakening, inspiration, spiritual intelligence, and new possibilities for your life. Well, that fell nicely in my lap because this journey is all about all of that. It's about that awakening and inspiration based on the power of a journey rather than intellectual understanding alone. And the many possibilities it produces and opens up for your life accordingly. So that was poetry in motion. So you need heartitude for this journey, not just attitude as described previously. So what is the nature of the journey we're talking about here that you need to make count? So this is where I now go into the two maps. And of course, the nine steps, we'll go into the deep dive of that as we go into the roadmap as this journey unfolds. And when we do, the nine steps is going to impart that awakening, that insight concerning your current story that may be playing out for you. And it's not just going to do that, but it's going to equip you with the tools, the inspiration, the guidance, the resolve, so that you can solve those conflicts and you can create a compelling new story moving forward. So let's look at the first map. This is an aerial view, the bird's eye view, if you like, of the journey ahead. And so I want to draw your attention first of all to the bottom layer of this diagram, particularly the bits in white. And you notice that it's depicted by a robber. And so the bottom of this diagram speaks to the old story that has been playing out for the majority for so long, probably still is. And so what is this old story? Well, it revolves around a forgotten identity replaced by this rather manufactured self-image, missold self-image. How do I know that? Well, science has agreed for so long that we only tend to use a fraction of our human potential, 10% at best. And even if that number is slightly inaccurate, it's a very small percentage. And what it says is that something is very significantly off in terms of our ability to use our human potential. And what's interesting is that very directly connected to human potential is self-identity, which shapes that self-image and everything that goes with it. And so what that means is that you're operating from great restriction, and your self-identity through your self-image is basically reflecting that. Add to that the lack of proper education in the early years, and that just adds to the amnesia, where you have forgotten who you are, hence that word ignorance at the bottom. And then in the absence of the know-how, the skill, the wisdom, the tools to correct this, over time, conditioning sets in. And then fear becomes like the seal on top of this, because now it's normal and it's just easier to stay that way and go with the crowd, keep the status quo, so to speak. And what this does in effect is it keeps the truth hidden, and then self-sabotage is the result where the pursuit of happiness and life aspirations are concerned. And when I talk about self-sabotage, I'm simply defining it in terms of anything you are being and doing that gets in the way of your destiny, whether it derails completely your destiny or whether it really scuppers it and protracts the journey. So, you know, there have been some very brave enlightened souls who've gone before me who've tried to buck this trend and show humanity otherwise, but they tend to be largely described or categorized as, you know, the exception to the rule, with extraordinary abilities that the majority lack. So I'm not going to be the first, I'm certainly not the first, and I won't be the last to bring what I deem to be a very urgent message to you, particularly when you take into account the times we're living in right now. So that's the old story summarized. What is the new story? The new story is represented by everything else on this aerial diagram. So let's look at that. Let's unpack it here. Because what we want to do is buck the trend and create a new story, right? So on the horizontal bar, let's start above it. You can see an alchemist there, and I'll come back to the alchemist. Next to alchemist, the alchemist is that letter H, and we've talked about heartitude. And then you have these three journey principles on the gray horizontal bar, B plus MA plus AL. They work together, and they stand for the breakthrough principle, the momentum and accomplishment principle, and the abundant life principle. And those three principles, journey principles as I call them, along with heartitude, provide this very powerful context for the journey. And so I've set them aside and put them where I put them there. And then if you proceed to the bottom of the vertical gray bar, building out from that, you have two critical pieces of knowledge required to correct and to bring about transformation. They are SR, which stands for self-realization, and from that place, self-reconciliation. So I put those two together. And EM, which stands for explorer mentality. And then if you move right to the top of that vertical bar, now you have the stages of competency, which means skills development, required for expertise and mastery, starting from ignorance. So you have, if you like, four rungs of a ladder there in terms of building that skill and competency, starting with UI, which stands for unconscious incompetence, CI, which is conscious incompetence, the second rung of the ladder, CC equals conscious competence, the third rung of that ladder, UC equals unconscious competence, the fourth rung of that ladder. And then you have what I call an interval training formula, which is what IT stands for. And that's designed to bring acceleration to your journey. So 21 times IT on the top of the gray bar there stands for habit, is all about habit and skill installation using that interval training formula. And then 90 times IT equals habit and skill building. And then 90 plus times IT is equal and all about expertise and mastery, hence 90 plus, where you repeat the skills over sets of 90 days. Now, beyond that, just above that, the two personal characteristics you require are focus and perseverance. Once you have the knowledge and the skill, it is just about focusing and persevering in a certain way with the interval training formula so that you can realize human potential. And one more thing to say there, where freedom is concerned on the horizontal gray bar, freedom is very much a journey and a destination. It is an unfolding and can be measured by certain milestones. You'll see that in the next map. Now, just to say about the alchemist, you see, to feel alive again, it's not enough to simply overcome as in that typical traditional hero's journey. And that's why I've brought the alchemist here, because the alchemist is the one that will take you from overcoming to a more valuable state of abundant life through transformation. And so through the alchemist and the process outlined here, that is how freedom will unfold. And so suffice to say, an exciting future awaits you, which will be worth more than its weight in gold, so to speak. So let's zoom in on the roadmap, which is the ground level of this. And so the roadmap is designed to take you from a place of loss to influence. If you look at that left-hand side, you'll see that arrow going from loss to influence. And this is part of freedom unfolding, taking you to influence and legacy if you desire, through this process of alignment, reconciliation, transformation that I highlighted in that word heartitude. And the freedom formula that is on the other side of that arrow, I'm not going to do a deep dive here, but it is a formula which speaks to the unfolding of freedom as both a journey and destination. And then if you go over to the right-hand side, you will notice three types of lens: New Dawn lens, Life Ignition lens, Magnificent Life lens. And each of those lens is associated with three of the steps of the roadmap. So let's start with the first three steps of the roadmap as it comes under the New Dawn lens. The New Dawn lens, that's designed to combine insight with opportunity to show you a genuine light at the end of your tunnel of current reality with that new day dawning. It gives you that clarity and insight into why safety and freedom create conflict within you and how you start to trade and sell yourself off in the process in the attempt to resolve the conflict. It also covers how disconnection from self and life plays out in this robbery and self-sabotage, and finally reveals the golden opportunity of a perfect storm where loss can provide a powerful contrasting springboard to propel you into a new and exciting future. Then if we look at the Life Ignition lens and the next three steps, this section is designed to ignite new life within you through a new definition of freedom, while at the same time helping you to strengthen your immunity on all levels as you recover from loss through resilience. It also assists you to become more responsive to new life via that inner culture of calmness, composure, readiness in preparation for greater transformation. And then with the three journey principles, that will provide a powerful context to prepare you for freedom in a way that makes change easier and really imparts assurance concerning your destiny, along with that winning mentality needed right from the start, so that you can make your future more predictable in accordance with your life aspirations. And then you have the Magnificent Life lens. And this is designed to help you increase your influential power by realigning, reconciling your self-image with your true core identity, so that you can reset and expand the boundaries of your potential. The development of an explorer mentality with that new self-partnership will really expand your world, and the practice of alchemy is going to create that powerful ripple effect, magnifying all aspects of your life in true wealth and abundance. And so the core message that I want to underline throughout this journey in this roadmap is this: that the two most important moments of your life are when you realize who you are, who you truly are, and when you learn to operate from that place. And again, remember that now is the time to set yourself free, because now is all you truly have. And if you're kind of struggling with regret right now, why it's taken you so long to get this far, then please forgive yourself, because in my world, it is never too late to do the right thing. So I really want to encourage you. With that, and also to say right now, let this journey, let your journey, let the journey begin. And so what you've got in your blueprint PDF is you've got a little box there to make a statement of resolve. And it goes something like this: in order to bring about transformation beyond theoretical knowledge, I will, and then you get to complete the sentence. Or please reshape this sentence or rework it, reword it in order to serve you best. But you get the gist of this. And so we're going to go into the roadmap. Before that, you're going to have a video on the quick start guide and get to warm up to this journey. But when we come to the roadmap and the deep dive, it is going to address some core questions. Each step will address core questions. For example, step one, how big do you play with your life? Step two, how present and alive do you feel to yourself and to your life? Step three, how well do you navigate adversity and challenges? And probably I would add to that, how well do you notice opportunity in adversity? Step four, how resilient are you when recovering from loss? Step five, how responsive are you to becoming the best version of you? Step six, how well do you work with the natural laws of the universe? Step seven, how powerful is your self-partnership? Step eight, how expansive is your thinking? And step nine, how well do you harness your inner resources towards your goal or destiny? So the deep dive is going to speak to those core questions. And so I'm looking forward to seeing you there. But just before we get there, the next video will be about the quick start guide and to get you warmed up to this process. So I shall see you on the next video.